A few weeks ago, we were completing our podcast with the great Aaron Mary, and he teased us just at the end of this of the podcast a little bit. He hinted to something, some big news coming. So I'm not even going to mess with the big introduction because you already got that in part one. So we're doing part two of this series. Aaron, welcome back to the program. And right out of the gate, what is your big news? I know it's kind of hit the LinkedIn kind of world out there, but for our listeners, what's the big news?
Yeah, Russ, thanks for having me back. And it's funny, you remember my statements to the T. So what I was alluding to has been announced publicly. I am the Senior Vice President and Chief Digital and Information Officer for Baptist Health System in Jacksonville, Florida. We are the largest employer in Jacksonville, the anchor system for the Jacksonville Jaguars, growing like gangbusters. This is a market that is completely ripe for disruption and innovation, and a workforce here that is hungry and eager to move forward. It is amazing the similarities to Austin, Texas, but also the differences, right? Which is what keeps people like me interested in moving the ball forward and having fun with it. And so it was an opportunity I could not say no to and really drive it forward. The second part of it is this, that something you talk a lot about, Russ, especially at Chime Bootcamp, which is the importance of family and the importance of having your tribe around you and the importance of making sure that you don't lose sight of that. It's interesting that even in my personal life, I have family members moving to Florida. Coincidentally, it just worked out that way. And so I always believe that things happen for a reason in life. And I always believe that you have to listen to your gut, your instinct. So when all that added up, the exciting news is I have joined Baptist Health.
Wow. And a little bit more wow here. So I have a massive mix of emotions. I'm a Floridian. I live down a little farther south in Jacksonville. We are so glad to have you in the state, but I'm a Texas Longhorn in my heart. How could you have left Texas? What were you thinking? The great University of Texas.
No, I will always bleed orange. I will always bleed orange, Russ. I have to.
Killing me. I'm now completely and totally conflicted. No, seriously. Why the change? Why this move right now? What made you want to take this job?
You know, there's something that another thing that you talk a lot about at Bootcamp, and I appreciate, is that next digital revolution and the next wave coming up using artificial intelligence, compute. And we talked about this in your last session, in the last recording here. And to the degree of it, to see Baptist Health lean forward, and there's not that many chief digital officers of these giant health systems across the country yet. It is something that is coming more and more on the radar, which tells you it's not about the tools anymore. It's about utilization to really drive outcomes and drive something that you need to do for the org and for the community. That's exciting. And UT Austin, I love UT Austin. I will always love UT Austin. I will always bleed burnt orange. That's just me. I'm an alum, just like you, Russ. It is what it is. However, UT Austin also tells us to go change the world. And this is the component of it that I could not say no to. So when you put it all together, that's why the change. But hook them forever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My wife was there for a business trip last week in Austin, and she said, she goes, now I get it. Why you get up every day? She goes, you're just following your alumnus model and order, which is to go change the world. And I love this about you, Aaron. So, all right. So I'm going to forgive you for living in Texas, but I'll also welcome you to Florida. So we're so glad you're a Floridian now. Tell me about the difference in this new position. So, again, we have great leaders that are doing all kinds of different things and different titles even in Chime now. But that part of your job that's a little different, that digital, what's different about that role? Because we're starting to see it being incorporated in the role of CIO, and in some cases, even a separate title like yours. So what's the difference?
Yeah, so great question. It truly comes down to the focus on the patient and the focus on the consumer journey experience. What I like, even this is day two for me now, so you're truly getting me at the front end of this. What I appreciate is the engagement I have, even right now, with our consumer journey team, a part of marketing, part of communications. We have a phenomenal team here that understands the ethos of the Jacksonville and Northern Florida community and market. Also, there are phenomenal CIOs surrounding me. You look at Will Waters at Health First and numerous others. These guys and gals are phenomenal, right? So being able to collaborate with them and build something for Northern Florida together, right? Leveraging digital, leveraging tooling, leveraging all the things that we have going on beyond brick and mortar, but really thinking differently. What I didn't appreciate before I came here to Florida is that this state is very progressive in thinking about how do we take care of Floridians from birth to death? How do we make sure that we're there for all the communities of care and all types of needs? But that gets very, very different once you look at things like, oh, COVID-19, which disrupted the whole ecosystem. So a lot of credit to the Baptist Health Board for saying, hey, There's disruption going on. We're either part of that disruption and making disruption happen, or we're going to be disrupted. So that's why you're seeing a lot of CIOs either have their title change or they're moving to these types of roles, or these roles are being created, because the boards of their respective systems are saying the exact same thing. Keeping the lights on is no longer the prerequisite to becoming a CIO. It's about being a game changer, being a difference maker, and getting it done, just like we spoke about last time. So that's what's here, and that's what I appreciate about this role.
So I was teaching yesterday at our digital health professionals, our young professionals class yesterday, and I gave them a quote and said, people don't fear change, they fear being changed. So this is a big change. And so how do you approach such a big change? You're changing physical locations, you're changing cultures, you're changing communities, you're changing jobs, you're changing the people you work with. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, Aaron, but how do you approach change like this to make it work?
It is exactly what I said a few minutes ago. It is about the tribe you surround yourself with. It is about the people who are rooting for you in a corner. It is about having organizations like Chime and others that stand up and are there for you when you need them. I can't tell you how many text messages I've sent to fellow CIOs saying, hey, have you seen this before? Or what happened here when you guys did this? Even this past 2 days, because to your point, it's a completely new sea of things I have to work through. However, having the tribe around you to really support and anchor you and drive you forward galvanizes that resolve in you to get it done. You don't know all the answers. You won't know all the answers. It takes at least 18 months to actually understand where the restroom is, much less the cafeteria in a Starbucks in a health system. So how could you possibly think you'd get your arms wrapped around it that quickly? Because of your tribe. Helping to give you those insights and those things. Have you thought about this? Have you considered this angle? Have you thought about this vendor? No, I hadn't. Great thoughts. That's the power of a community in your tribe.
So one of the things that we try to, and I'll use the term preach every single day, is family first. And if you're not healthy and your family's not healthy, and that means everything, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever's important to you, if that's not healthy, then you can't be a great person and leader at work. So obviously you've got a great family. How do you bring them along in this journey? Because you've made a few changes like this.
I have. First is transparency. Upfront, it's funny. Yeah, I give a lot of credit to my wife. You know, when we first met, I told her, I said, listen, I'm, you know, cut from a different cloth. I lean forward when there's something that's ambiguous or there's transformational that's exciting to me. And so I can't ever promise that we're going to just stay in one place for forever. We were in Dallas, Texas at the time. We were kids. She looked at me like I was crazy because, like, who talks like that? But so be it. And as we've gone along this journey, she most recently told me, she said, you know, I should have really listened to you 20 years ago and understood what you were saying. Now I get it. I said, that's just who I am. So first is transparency, being real with the people around you, your friends, your colleagues, your spouse, your children. Number two is making sure that everybody, including your current employer, understands what excites you, what gets you up in the morning and makes you want to go do what you do. I say this at Chime Bootcamp all the time. Being a CIO, or now in my case, a chief digital officer, is like being the Captain Picard of the Starship Enterprise. Right? You have an opportunity to go do some wonderful things, or you could just sit there in space and do nothing and spin around. But the reality of it is that if you're real to who you are, you're real to the people around you, your tribe supports you and anchors you, you will go do these things and make it happen. It's funny story for you is that when I told my children, right, my oldest is in fourth grade and my youngest is in first grade, we went to Disney World. So we flew into Orlando. Thanks, Russ, for the tips on Disney, by the way, navigating it. You're a professional. I took them to Hollywood Studios. We're standing in the Star Wars area, which if you haven't gone to Hollywood Studios, it is amazing what they did with Star Wars. Truly, you feel like you're in a different planet. We're standing in front of the Millennium Falcon. My kids love Star Wars. And I said, how would you girls like to live here? And they're like, live in Disney World? I'm like, well, not live in Disney World, but live relatively closely. And they gave me the most puzzled, like bewildered, what are you talking about? I said, why don't we get in a car and go check it out? So we drove from Orlando to Jacksonville, about a little over an hour drive. And I said, how about we live here on the beach next to Disney World? So they were sold instantaneously because of Disney. But the reality of it is that, again, it's that transparency and messaging. It's that partnership with your tribe. And it's being true and authentic. That will get you through everything as you then work on the professional side of what you have going on.
So you pretty much bribed your children. That's pretty awesome. That's great. Now, that is a life lesson and a best practice out there for all of you making career and family and all kinds of different moves you've got to make. And then that is bribery does work, apparently, especially with small children. So that's awesome. No, that's a wonderful lesson. Hey, on that note, you mentioned boot camp, and boot camp is our more senior leader, our up-and-coming CIOs, our CIOs that are relatively new, or maybe even trying to refresh their skills. And we've been doing that program now for, it seems crazy now to think about it, for 18 years. And have put a lot of people through this. But one of our longstanding case studies in that is you're about to make a new move. You're about to go into a new job, or it's your first CIO role. How are you going to approach that first 30, 60, 90 days? What are you going to do during that time? You know, you're a bit of a veteran in making a couple of these moves. So how are you going to approach this first period of time? What are you going to spend your time on?
Being all ears. It's important to listen. It's important that unless something is truly burning to the ground and on fire, or something you must react to immediately, it is about listening. It is about building camaraderie, constituents. It's about building your tribe at work. It's about listening to your staff and being truly authentic with them and being just a human. You know, when I introduced myself to my team, and we have a rather large IT team here, I said, I'm Aaron. I'm a girl dad, right? I'm a dad of two daughters, married for quite some time, lived in multiple states, had multiple experiences, but I'm here for you. Then it's the whole, you know, professional accolades and things that are going on, but it's about being Aaron. It's about being a girl dad. It's about being someone who's curious about making things better and helping other people and being authentic and genuine. You have to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to compliment past decisions, even if you may have disagreed with them and like, I wouldn't have done it that way. You can't toss the baby out with the bathwater. You have to respect the past. You have to respect what's going to happen in the future and be transparent with people. That's what folks want. They want a leader who's authentic and genuine. They want someone who's willing to listen and not talk over them. And they want somebody who can help them, because each of them are going through their career maturations, right? Whether they're the end of their career and are waiting to be finished, or they're just starting off and waiting to go. I'll give you a specific example. We're going live with our Epic EHR next summer. And it's a tremendous effort to undertake, especially when you're doing COVID-19. We could do an entire podcast just on the things I'm hearing and working through right now because of the pandemic and making a major EMR switch. We have a phenomenal physician practitioner in charge of it, Dr. Stacy Johnston. One of the first things she asked is, Aaron, I would love to go to Chime Bootcamp. I said, let's go. Let's get you signed up and go, right? I filled up the paperwork, sent it in to get her Chime registered, and we're going to send her and a couple of other leaders through it. People want to go do these things. Perhaps they didn't have the ability, or they may have not asked before, but if you're willing to listen and you're willing to really roll up your sleeves side by side with them, it's amazing what kind of trust you can garnish in a very short run. So, you know, we have a very, very good faculty instructor, Teresa Meadows, who came out. She was an RN, right? She was in the ICU, I believe. She's an ICU nurse. And she taught me the value of empathy and listening to the providers and the caregivers on the floors. And I'll never forget one time we were rolling out the Vocera badges for an all new NICU tower and just rounding with her and how she was talking to people and just listening. And it was something I picked up early in my career from her. And it's these little traits that you listen to and pick up from some of these great CIOs that you put together. So to your point, yeah, I've made a few transitions, but each time I've done that, I've learned something. And it's funny enough, I've used a skill set I've learned from some mentor or CIO or friend or someone of my tribe along the way. And it all adds up at the end of the day.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking again to our digital health professionals, the young professionals, and I was giving them a statistic. And to be honest, I don't know how people figure out these statistics, but it seemed rather valid. I've even talked to my daughter about it. Young professionals, it doesn't matter the industry, but young professionals, in this case in healthcare IT, will make 13 significant career changes during their career. And I was just thinking, wow, that's just crazy. But then I went back and started counting and thinking, okay, military transitions, job transitions, location transitions. Yeah, it's actually not even our world, our generation have made just about as many transitions during that period of time. And these transitions you're talking about can be really hard, but they can also be just absolutely motivational. I love that. Now, one of the things that we also have been really spending a lot of time on is this concept of next generation leadership, transformational. And then you know me, I love the term revolutionary leadership, really kind of breaking some systems, even if they're not completely broke, to reinvent and find the new out there. We call it 3.0. And part of this, and actually when we did our very first survey now, 7 years ago, about what 3.0 is, every chief executive officer, every senior leader we talked to said the core skill set for 3.0 is relationship skills. The ability to work with large groups of people, very diverse skill sets, different jobs, different communities, out into the community, that kind of stuff. You talk about how you're going to spend your time listening, but you also need to build meaningful and trusting relationships. How do you approach that with people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's a combination of, like I mentioned before, authenticity, but it's also about what is your bugaboo, right? Let me go around with you. Let me go talk to people with you together. Let's go into the med-surg units. Let's go to the ICU units. Let's go to the children's hospital. Let's go to the hospital that's on the other side of town. You know, Jacksonville is what, the largest city by landmass in America, I believe. And it's like road palooza. So you're like driving for forever and you're still in Jacksonville. I thought Dallas was large. This is a large place, but a beautiful town. So going to some of these facilities, they may have not seen a senior technology leader face-to-face in some time, especially with COVID restrictions. So taking the time and going over there and breaking bread has always been critical. That's a funny story. You know, I was CIO for Improvata back before it was acquired by private equity. And we had a team that was in Lviv, Ukraine, right? We had a development team. And I remember the first week I was there was an issue getting laptops across the border into Ukraine from Europe because of taxes and, you know, all things you can imagine of what's going on the border of Ukraine. So I said, you know what? That development team isn't feeling the love. I'm going to get on a plane and fly out there. I was in Boston at the time. And I literally flew 14 hours with two of my IT leaders with me, and we flew to Ukraine. I never thought I'd be in Lviv, Ukraine, but I was there. It was the best thing. We walked into that, they had a data center, a large building there, and we literally sat at the table, and within a couple of hours, we were all laughing, we all went to dinner. But I tell you, before I even stepped foot there, I didn't know what to expect, but that's what they wanted. They wanted someone to be genuine, authentic, and break bread with them face-to-face. That's the human psyche. That is the human ethos. Are you human and genuine and authentic as a person, or are you just plastic? If you're plastic, nobody is going to work with you. But if you're genuine and you're humble and you're willing to listen, you can do anything you want to do.
You know, it's interesting. I had somebody when I was talking to recently about these relationships and the skill set, and they fired right back and they said, here's the problem. There's no such thing as a professional relationship. All relationships are personal.
Exactly.
And you have to find that level. I thought that was really amazing. Now, here's a real hard question for you. This is probably the hardest question, totally unscripted, by the way. Being a hardcore Texan, are you going to stay true to Texas football, or are you going to adopt the Jaguars? Seriously.
Man, you know, you're asking me this on a recording. I will say this, because we are the anchor hospital system for the Jaguars. I appreciate the AFC and the Jaguars, but forever, ever, college football is my heart. Longhorn football is my heart. And I will always bleed burnt orange, regardless of it. I wish the Jags the best in the NFL, but it's going to be interesting because, remember, I was born in Boston. I live all over the country. And so I do have teams near and dear to my heart, like the Pats and others, that I have to always root for. But I wish the Jaguars the best, and I'll root for them in most games.
All right. Well, if I find out you're a Gator fan, then we got really, really hard.
I am not. I am not a Gator fan.
Even though I've got some dear friends that are Gator fans. Well, I greatly appreciate, Aaron, you coming back and doing this second episode with us, this part two, mainly just because you left us so much on a cliffhanger there at the end of that last one. I'm not even going to give you the opportunity there because everybody would be mad at me. You get three episodes and no one else even gets two. Hey, best of luck in this. I won't even use the term luck, just best wishes, because you don't need any luck in this new position. You know, I'm right up the road or right down the road, depending on where I'm at the time. If you need anything up in Jacksonville, we're here for you. But absolutely best wishes in that new job and congratulations.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate you and the entire Chime team.
Well, again, thank you for listening to this episode of our Digital Health Leaders Podcast, part two, with the great Aaron Mary. We greatly appreciate all he does for our industry. We also like to thank our sponsor once again, LK, one of our great foundation firms, for all their support. Please visit this, along with all of our episodes, at chimecentral.org/media, Apple or Spotify or other programs. Let me remind you once again, please stay vigilant and safe during these tough times. And please consider getting vaccinated. It's not just for you, but the people you care and love about. Take care, be safe, and God bless.